We begin the current daf Masech this needed daf Dalad. We begin 5 lines down at the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. That is, we had introduced a braisa regarding this machlekes in our opening mission of our Masechta between Shammai and Hill regarding if a woman finds dam. Do we say that she's tamei only dayin shaitan like Shammai says, or do we say from the last time that she checked like Hill said? So the Gemara brought a braisa that Hill said to Shammai, says, wait a second, why do you disagree with me and you say only dayin shaitan? Don't you agree by a box that if, let's say, someone had used the taharis of one corner of the box, and then subsequently after the taharis were taken out, then they find a sheretz, a dead sheretz in the other corner, that the original taharis are going to be tamei? So Shammai said, yes. So Hill said, so what's the difference between the two of them? So Shammai said, oh, well, this one has a bottom, this one doesn't have a bottom. In other words, by the woman, if it would have been there, since there's no bottom, the blood would just come out, and if we didn't see it, that obviously wasn't there, it's only right now that it happened, whereas by the box, yeah, there's a bottom to the box, and therefore could be it was there all along, we just didn't see it. Now, regarding that statement that Shammai and Hill agree in the case of the box, the Gemara asks, because there was a machlekes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, and seemingly in the same exact case that Shammai and Hill both agree that in the case of the sheretz it's going to be tamei, that Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan have a machlekes. So the Gemara asks, Chizkiah, how could he say that the tyrus or sheretz is going to be tyrus when even Shammai and Hill, they both agree in that case that it's going to be tamei? So that the Gemara gave a mnemonic regarding the four different approaches to answer that question. We already said two of them, Shulayim and Badukin, which are that Shammai and Hill were talking about that there is a bottom, as we mentioned before in Shammai's own statement. So therefore, it could have been that when you took it out, it was still in over there and you just didn't see it. But in the case of Chizkiah, where there's no bottom, he says you would have seen it, and therefore he says it's going to be tar. That's one approach. Second approach the Gemara gave was Badukin, that the difference is that Shammai and Hill had talked about a box that wasn't checked. It wasn't checked, so therefore it could be that it was there. Whereas Chizkiah, it says in the same seemingly same halacha that's going to be tar, is talking about that if it was checked, then we could assume that it wasn't there at that time, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says that no, maybe it fell right after he checked. Now up to the third approach. If you want, you could say that actually no, both the case of Shammai and Hill and Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan are talking about that the box was checked. But Kimaydi Shammai v'Hill, when do Shammai Hill agree that it's going to be Tamei, is Bekupa She'en Mechusa. It's talking about a box that's not covered and the opening is on the top. So therefore you could say, like we had said in the previous interpretation from Rabbi Yochanan, but we're saying that Shammai and Hill both agree with it that, yeah, although he checked, the moment after he checked, it could have fell right in. So therefore, Shammai says, yeah, I agree with it. It's not just right now that I say it's tamei. Maybe the tahiris that were there originally were tamei from the sheretz. But when Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan disagree, that Chizkiah says is going to be tar, is Bekupa Mechusa, is by a covered box. So Chizkiah therefore says it's going to be tar because it's covered and it was checked. So therefore, we don't have to assume that the tires were tamei at the time that the sheretz was there. So the Gemara wonders, Mechusa, something that is covered? It's a Hechenafel. So how did the sheretz fall in? How is it here in the box right now? It was covered all the while. You're saying that it was never there at the time of the tyres. So how did it ever subsequently fall in? Says the Gemara, it's kugun shetashmisha de kisur. It's utilized through the cover. In other words, when someone wants to go ahead and put something into the box or take it out, he covers and uncovers the box. So therefore, Chizkiah held that as long as the tahiris were in there, so a person's careful and keeps it covered. Now, when you subsequently took it out, and he's not careful with the box anymore because it doesn't have the tires anymore, so he's not careful to watch it, and therefore he wasn't careful to cover it, and therefore that's why you're seeing the dead chariots in there right now, because it fell in subsequently. Therefore it says it's going to be tar. But Yechon held that no, we are concerned that maybe even when he had the tires inside of it, when he had uncovered it to use it with the tires inside, maybe it did fall in, and therefore he holds going to be tamei. But again, therefore it's not difficult on Chizkiah, because it's talking about a different case than the halacha of Shammai and Hill. Because Shammai and Hill were talking about that a box that wasn't covered, Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan told him about a box that was covered. Now, but the Gemara asks, but how could you qualify the halacha of Shammai and Hill talking about a box that wasn't covered? But v'dumi d'isha ketonei, like we mentioned, the reason why that halacha was brought in, they're not talking about tumah shratzim, they were talking about halacha as an Aram Mishnah of the tumah of a isha that's a nida. They bring it in because Hill was trying to compare and say, hey, why over there do you agree that it's tamei? In the case of here, nida, you disagree and you say dayin shaitan. So I asked the Gemara, v'hodumi d'isha ketonei. So the parallel of the case that they're discussing with the sheretz in the box is supposed to be comparable to the case of the woman. Now, v'isha mechusahi, a woman is, quote, considered covered, which means to say that we don't have any blood coming from elsewhere into the woman. It's only what's inside. not something that could have fell from outside. So if that's the case, so the parallel case that they were discussing regarding the box must then also be told about that it was covered. And even so, Shaman, he'll agree that it's going to be Tameh. So that's again back difficult on Chizkiah, where we see that no, they are talking about a case of Mechusa, which is exactly the case of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechanan, and still they both say that's Tameh. How can Chizkiah say that's Tar? So the Gemara, no, keeping the Shechichi about Tamim, since by woman blood is very common, because that's the way her cycle is, Kishain Mechusa Damya, we then compare the woman as if, quote, not covered, which is that there's reason to suspect that something that was concerning did arrive over here. So by a box is that it could have fell in, which is, yes, an open box. Here the woman, although, quote, she's like a closed box, but it's like an open box in the sense of that there's reason to concern that it didn't just happen right now, that it did happen somewhere earlier, and therefore that was Hillel's question on Shammai, which he says, no, it's different, as we quoted from the Braisa, but again, therefore it's not difficult on Chizkiah, because Chizkiah is talking about a box that was covered, whereas Hillel and Shammai were talking about a box that was uncovered. That was the third approach. V'boisim, if you want, you can say a fourth approach. Although it sounded like, as we said in the previous stuff, that they're talking about the same cases, we're finding differences, and therefore Shammai and Hillel both say that it's Tamei, and Chizkiah B'Yechanan actually have a dispute regarding. V'boisim, if you want, you can say, Kimoy D'Shammai V'Hillel, when D'Shammai and Hillel both agree that it's Tamei, is B'Zavis Kupa. Like the simple translation of the case. That it's in the corner of the box, which is that originally someone had Tyrus and they used one corner, then he took it out, and then they subsequently found the Sheretz in another corner of the box. That's where they both hold. Okay, yeah, there's definitely reason to believe that the Sheretz was there at the same time because they didn't look another corner of the box, and therefore it made the box and then the Tyrus Tamei. But Kip Legi Chizkiah Rabbi Yechanan, when do they have their dispute, is Bezav is Bayis, is the corner of the house, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain what it is. But first the Gemara asks, V'akupukama, how could you say that Machlegis is regarding a different corner of the house, but they're talking about a box, that they said the Tyrus was in one corner, and you found the Sheretz in the other corner of the box. So the Gemara, Nahachkim, and this is what they were saying. Kubish and Nishtam Shabbat Taharis Bezav is Bayizu, a box that they had utilized Tyrus, in the corner of the house, in the box, in one corner of the house. Then they moved the box to another corner of the house after they had already taken out the Haritz from it. And then then they find the Sheretz in that box, but in a different corner of the house. That's the Machlekes. He says, we don't presume a Tumah from one place to another place. In other words, we don't say that the Sheretz that's here now in this corner of the house was already there with the Tyrus in the other corner of the house. No, we say that after it was brought to this corner, that's when the Sheretz fell in. And therefore he says, that's going to be Tar. Rabbi Yechanan is of a Mechazkin. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, we do presume that if we have the Tumah in the box, doesn't make a difference if it's from place to place. We do presume from one place to another place, so therefore we find it over here, we presume that it was there too. So therefore, that's why again, it's not difficult on Chizkiah, why it's Tar, because it's different than the case of Shammai Hillel. They were just talking about the box. Here, the way we're describing their case was in a different corner of the house. And the Machlekes is regarding V'machzik Tumah Mimokam L'Mokam or not. Now that we explained Chizkiah, why it's not difficult from Shammai Hillel, four different interpretations, now the Gemara asks different questions on this last interpretation's opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, that he holds that we are Machzik Tumah Mimokam L'Mokam. So we find the Sheretz over here, we suspect that it was there too in the other corner, and that's where the Tyrus were, and therefore he says the Tyrus are going to be Tamei. Ask the Gemara, Mimachaskin, do we really presume Tumah from one place to another place? But what's not? Learn the Mishnah Masechta's Tyrus as follows. Someone touches a person at night time. He doesn't know if the person is alive or dead, and if he's dead, it's a tumah of a mess. Next day he gets up in the morning, he sees the person was dead. So we don't know at the time when he touched him what he actually was, but in the morning we find that he's dead. So Rameir mitar, Rameir says, okay, the person's tar, but Chametam say that no, the person's tummy. Why? Shekala Tmeis, Kishas, Mitziyasin. Because the sages say that all halachas of Tumah are like you when you find it. Since when you find it, you verify that it's dead. You don't know what it was at the time, but we assume it is what it is now. That's what it was then. And therefore, we're assuming that he had touched him when he's dead. Now, B'tanei Allah, we learn the Braisa that elaborates on this Mishnah and says, Kishas, Mitziyasin. There's two variables. A, it's like the time when you find it, and in the place that you find it. Meaning to say, that if you find in the morning the person's dead, in the same place where he had touched him at night time, then the person's going to be Tamei. But if he finds him in a different place dead, then he's going to be Tar. And we don't say that just like over here he's dead, also in the first place he was dead. So you see, clearly not like Rabbi Yechanan, that although we're going to say that the tum is shas mitziyasan, but it's only b'makam mitziyasan, that we're not machzik tum b'makam l'makam. So this is Gemara and Vechitam, and if we're going to say the answer of Rabbi Yechanan, no, it's not difficult, because Hanamil Lisrif, what was this Brisa and Mishnah talking about? We're not going to presume tumma from one place to another place definitively to go ahead and burn truma like we know, like a definitive tumma. That we're not going to do it. And that Rabbi Yechanan would agree. But to suspend them we would. In other words, that's the understanding of the Mishnah and the Braisa, that in the place where you find it, that's where the sages said that we're going to make it a definitive tumah. But if it's not in the place where you find it, then the tumah is going to be a tumah of Safik. And Rabbi Yechon, who said that it's going to be tameh even in the different place, was saying what's called litlois, that suspending, that you can't eat, but you don't burn, but therefore it wouldn't be difficult. And that says the Gemara, but umitalina, do you really think that we suspend and that's how you would answer Rabbi Yechanan? But what not? Well, the Mishnah Masechtas Torah says as follows: Machat shenimtzis malei chalud. If there's a needle that's found that's full of rust, ay shabura, or it's broken, which these are things that disqualify it from transmitting tuma as a kli, as a vessel, and you find this needle on top of tyrus, things that are things that need to be tar, and but they recognize that the needle was something that was tummy. Says the Mishnah, Tahira, this needle is pure from transmitting tumah to the tahiris that it's touching, that it's on top of. In other words, and we don't say that, oh, when it fell on top of the tahiris, it was actually intact, it was complete, it was not rusty, it wasn't broken, and it made it tumah, and only subsequently it broke. We don't say that. We say rather, the way we're finding it right now, which is broken and full of rust, that's how it was when it fell on it. So obviously we see shakal tameis kishas mitziyasin. All the things regarding tuma are as the time when you find it. That's how we presume that it is. And what we see from this halacha is that we don't even suspend, because what's the halacha saying? It's saying it's tahira, that it's going to be tar. Now the assumption of the Gemara right now is that same thing would apply not just kishas mitziyasin at the time that you find it, but also makam mitziyasin, that in the place where you find it regarding the presumption of tuma, and that is we don't suspect regarding a different place, even regarding suspension, which therefore, again, that's difficult under Rabbi Yechanan. Because as the Gemara says, but v'amai, why is Allah and the Mishnah Tyrus like this? Lema haimi kar machan mal yasihi, based on Rabbi Yechanan's principle that we are machzik mimakam lamakam, or from time to time, you should say that maybe this needle originally was an intact needle. And only now did it become rusty. Obviously we don't. It has to be this time and this place. Now, moreover, another question asked the Gemara Tanan. Well, in the Mishnah Masechtas Teres, it says, Matzah Sheretz, a similar type of a question. Matzah Sheretz Saref Agabe Zesim. If someone finds a burnt Sheretz on top of olives, so olives are something that can become tummy. Now, additionally, a sheretz, when it's dead, it transmits tummy, but if it's burnt, it doesn't have the requisite shear. So we're finding a burnt sheretz on top of olives, or similarly, b'chim matlas, or if there's a cloak from a zav, who's a type of a person that contaminates his garments because he has a certain emission from his body. If we find that cloak hamahumam, which is worn out, which would again would not transmit tummy because it's already disintegrated, and you find it on top of the olives, says the Mishnah, sotar. So therefore, these items are pure from contaminating the olives, because we say that's how it was when it fell on it, which was already after it was worn out and after it was already broken, and therefore it's going to be tahar from transmitting tuma. And the reason is shakal atmeis kashas mitziyasin, because all things regarding tuma are as you find it. So again, we see the same idea. We are not machzik tuma from what we call shah l'shah, from one moment to another moment, even regarding suspension, because it's saying that it's tahar, not saying that that's not tamei, that's saying that's tahar. And therefore the same thing the Gemara is assuming would be mimakam lamakam, from place to place. Now, says the Gemara, v'chitam, if you're going to say no, it's not comparable, it's not a difficulty under Rabbi Yechanan. Why? Because over here, the reason why we're going to say that it's going to be tahar is because the moment that you're finding it and the place that you're finding it is in the state of purity. And that is because Kishas mitziyasin, and we're going at the time that you find it, bein lekula, whether as a leniency, like over here regarding the needle and regarding the cloak, which is in the presumptive state of purity, and bein lechumra, whether as a stringency, like in the previous case we had, like for example, someone touched someone that in the nighttime, we're presuming that the tuma was a definitive type of a tuma. But that's ubamakam mitziyasin, if it's in the place when you find it, Maybe if it's not in the place that you find it, where then there's no indicating factors so much because it's not in the same place, then maybe misav le safin, and maybe you're not going to burn it, but mitla talinan, maybe you would go ahead and suspend it because maybe we would say it's different because of the transition of the places, and we would say that we would consider that what was in a different place would be over here. As the Gemara says, but says the Gemara, if you're going to say that, but what's not? But it seems like we can't even say that, because it's actually a brisa that says as follows. Kikar al gabe hadaf. There's a loaf on top of a shelf, which is a type of a board that's on pegs on the wall. Umadav tome munach tachtav. And there's a, we're going to translate what madav in the Havamina of the Gemara is, a tummy madav is beneath it, which is a tummy garment, which is beneath the board on the ground. Now, in Teres Kayanim, they explain that generally madav means what's called el yonishal zav. There's tumma of a zav, who he contaminates something beneath him and something above him. And something above him is called el yonishal zav. And the reason why we call that madav is because madav is a terminology of a lesser type of a tumma. So therefore, the Gemara at this point assumes that when we're talking about the madaf, the tummy is beneath that on the ground, it's referring to a garment that was on top of a zav, which is biblically tummy, but however, it just has a lesser type of a tummy than what's called medrash, which is when the zav is sitting on something, which what's on top of him versus what's beneath him is not an ava tummy to transmit tummy to a person or to vessels. So we're talking about something that's a little bit lesser. But then we go ahead and we find the loaf of bread off of the shelf. We find it on the ground, further away than the garment which was beneath it on the floor. So says the Braisa, Afa Pishim Nafla, even though it had it fallen, Efsher Elam Kein Naga, it wouldn't be possible where it is on the ground unless it had, when it fell, touched that Madav Tummy. On the ground, still says the Braisa Tyra, we're considering the loaf of bread in Mitar. Because I say, Adam Torah Nichsan Sham Vinatla. A pure person came in, and he, when he took it, it didn't fall on the madaf, which it had to have fallen on and have it fallen. Rather, a person came and took it from the shelf and put it on the ground. Therefore, it's going to be tar. Achayim Barley, until a person comes and says, I know for sure, Shalay Nichsan Adam Sham, no person had ever come in. If no one ever came in, okay, then we have to assume that it fell, and then it's going to be tamim. Now, Ba'amr Abulazi, he qualifies and he says, Le Nitzrachu, he didn't need this Sha'ani Oymed that I say, as a way of saying why it's going to be tahar, ela lamakam madrin, only for a place that's on a incline, which is that even though the board that the loaf is on is on a slope, and therefore that's the type of thing that it makes sense that the loaf of bread would fall, and if it would fall, then it would touch the garment. That's what we need to say, that even in such a case, it's going to be tar because I say. But if not for that, then you wouldn't even have to say Shaniyam. But one thing as to Gemara is that you see that we're not, and this is the next level of the question under Biechanan, that we're not machzik tuma from mokum to say that it was from the board itself that it fell and that it rolled over here. So you see, not like Rabbi Yechon, I mean, we wanted to try to answer for him to say, okay, the reason why over there in those previous halachas is that it's going to be tahar, and that you see that you're not taking from one place to another place, from time to time. That's because, you're right, we're going to go whether l'kula l'chumra if it is in the place that you find it, and it's as you're finding it right over here, which that will say lenient or stringent. But I wanted to say that maybe if it's not the place that you find it, then maybe Rabbi Yechon's halacha would be true, because he's saying it not from shah l'shah, he's saying it that by makam l'makam, then maybe then you would be mitla talinan. But here in this halacha, the brayis that we just brought, you see clearly that just regarding the halacha of makam, that we don't say that we're machzik tumim makam l'makam, because if we did, then we would have said that, okay, the makam that had passed, which was the madaf tame, that al yonish al zav, that it, we should have presumed that it had that tumim from there. And you see, we're not presuming. So we see, nal kubi yechanon, we see we're not machzik tumim makam l'makam. Says the Gemara, hasim kutik tani timer. That's because of the reasoning that the Bryce itself says, kutik tani timer. The Braisa says the reason why we're not machzik. Generally, we are like Rabbi Yochanan machzik tamim memakom lemakom. But the Braisa says we continue tamid beishan the oima adam tar nechzan shamanatla. It's because I will say that a pure person came in and he took and he put it on the floor. That's why we're not going to be machzik memakom lemakom. But regarding the case of Rabbi Yochanan regarding the box, when you find the sheretz inside of it, and at the time that you find it, it's tamay, then we will be machzik tamim memakom lemakom. Say that the same thing was in the previous place of the other corner of the house, that it was also over there. And therefore, he says that the tahiris that were there in the other corner of the house, and that you took out before you moved it there, was at the same time, it was with the same thing with the sheretz inside of it, and therefore it's going to be tamay. But says the Gemara, well, then Tachinami, here also in Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, say the same logic of what we just quoted from the Braisa, Neima, Oyer Vasa Vashadah, say a raven came, and he threw in the sheretz after you moved the box to another corner, and that it wasn't there in the first corner, which is the same logic the Braisa says, then it should be tar for that reason itself. Says the Gemara, no, it's different. Adam, by a person, which was what the Braisa was talking about, Dibbekavana, where he does it with intent. I mean, we say that it could be a person took a loaf of bread and he moved it to the floor, and therefore that we wouldn't be machzik tamim memakom lemakom. But regarding a sheretz, where we're saying the one thing that maybe we could say that it was a raven who he's not with specific intent to put it in this box, lo yamrina, we don't say, and again, therefore it's not difficult in Rabbi Yechanan, this halacha could be a machzik tamim memakom lemakom. The other Braisa that we brought, which seemed to indicate not, that was from Shah LaShah and with the same place, so maybe there we're going to say it's going to be as it is for either Lekul or Lechumra, but could be from Makam Lamakam, we would be Mitli Talin and we actually would suspend. You're right, we proved that it's not going to be definitively, but could be it's going to be Mitli Talin, and that's the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan that he says it's going to be Tameh in this halacha of finding the sheretz in another corner of the house in that same box to say that the tyrants are going to be at least talinan, that you don't burn it, but you can't eat it. But now that we introduced the previous braisa, the Gemara asks on it. Mechti, let's see. High kikar, this bread that we spoke about, which was on the shelf, which was on a slope, and then it fell off. If it fell off, it actually would be tummy, because it had that mad of tummy, that lesser type of a biblical tumma that beneath it, and it would have for sure touched it. But we say that, no, a person, it didn't get touched. A person took it off and put it on the floor. But says the Gemara, why is this halacha that it's tar? High kikar, this loaf of bread, suffik tumma, b'shusha yachru. It's a doubtful tumma in the private domain, because we're not sure, did it touch the mad of tummy? Did it not? If it fell, it did. If a person took it, it didn't. Now, the reason why we're asking it specifically on the case of the loaf, but not on the case of the box that we were talking about before with the sheretz, is because there it was not a chazaka of tumah in that corner of the house. But as Rashi points out, that just like we're asking regarding the loaf, we could ask in the other braises that we brought regarding the needle and the matlis, and to answer the same answer that we're going to give over here regarding the loaf of bread. But one thing is, it's a suffik tum b'shul sayachid. And we know b'chol suffik tum b'shul sayachid, anytime you have a doubtful tum in the private domain, sveika tumay, the halacha is that the doubt is going to be tummy. We know suffik tum b'shul sayachid is tar, suffik tum b'shul sayachid is tummy. So why over here is going to be tar? Says the Gemara, Mishum da habadavish imid asli shal, because here we're talking about something, a loaf of bread, that doesn't have consciousness to ask it if it touched the thing that's tummy, the madif, or if it didn't. Anything that it itself, which is the subject of the question, that doesn't have consciousness to be asked, then actually, whether in the public domain or in the private domain, the doubt is going to be tar, because this that we know that we just mentioned before, that the suffix is going to be tamei, is because we learn that out from the laws of the Saita. Where Saita herself, she's a woman, she has dasli shal to ask it, did you become defiled or not? That's what we say in Mishas HaYachid, it's going to be tamei like the Saita, which is in private, and but in Mishas Ram, it's going to be tar. But here, regarding the loaf of bread, the suffix is actually going to be tar. Or by same, if you want, you could say, actually, hacha b'tumah d'rabbanan. The reason here why we're going to say it's tar, because we're actually talking about rabbinic tumah. For example, like the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Chav Mabez, there's certain types of rabbinic stringencies that apply by kachim, which is the garments of even those who are prushin, who are very careful with the laws of Tara. Their garments are considered like a medris, like considered tameh for those who eat truma and so on. There's different levels, which are rabbinic types of tumah. So therefore, yes, even in the Shasar Yachid, but when it's a situation of doubt, we're going to say that it's tahar, because ultimately it's only rabbinic tumah. And says the Gemara Dikanami, actually it seems to be precise like we're saying, because the Tani Madif, and here's where we change from what we were saying all along, that we thought it's a biblical tumah of Elyon Yishalzav. Here the Gemara is saying that no, Madif seems to indicate that it's rabbinic, because it's like the passage of a Yikra, when it talks about the Teichacha, about running away from the enemy, it says, Ola Nidav, like a rustling leaf. which basically the word nidav, although it means rustling, means something that's very light, like a leaf that's rustling. So here also it's referring to something that's light, a light tumah, which means a rabbinic tumah, and that's why we're going to say that although it's a suffolk tumah, shesayachad, and generally we say that that's going to be tumah, over here we're going to say that's tar, and again the same thing would apply to the other halachas regarding the needle and the matlis, that it's the same reasoning, although it's a suffolk tumah, shesayachad, we're going to say that it's tahar because it's rabbinic. So the Gemara continues with the halacha of the Mishnah that says, V'chacham Aymer. The sages said, Nalik Shaman Hill that we mentioned, where Shammai says, if a woman finds blood, we say, Dayin Shait, and we say, okay, it just came right now, regarding the laws of Tyres. Whereas Basil says, the last time she checked, we have to suspect up until then. Sages say, not like either one. As Tanabon, as we learned in the Brisa that elaborates on this. V'chacham Aymer, the sages say, not like this opinion, not like this opinion. Which is, like Dibri Shaman, not like the opinion of Shaman who says, Dayin Shait, and that the moment she finds it is sufficient to say, okay, from here on, we're concerned for the laws of Tyres. Not like Shammah who makes no boundaries at all for his opinion and he's not concerned for anything beforehand. But like Debi Hill, and not like the opinion of Hill who's the opposite extreme, who he says from the last time that was checked, Shehif is Almidaisim, that he's very broad in his category, that he makes the everything tummy retroactively from the last time that she checked to make sure that she was Tahar. Ella, rather, as we said, their opinion in the Mishnah, the last 24 hours diminishes from the last time that she checked. And the last time that she checked diminishes from the last 24 hours, as Bryce explains. What's the case of that the last 24 hours diminishes from the last time that she checked? So if Badka Atzma Be'echad B'Shabbos, let's say she checked herself on Sunday. Umatzah Tara, she finds that she's Tara, she has no doubt. And then Monday and Tuesday she sits and she doesn't check herself. Then on Wednesday she checks herself, she finds that she's tummy, that she has blood. This is the halacha. We don't say, okay, so now, like Hill said, that she's going to, whatever she touched from the last time she checked on Sunday is going to be considered tummy. It's only what was in the last 24 hours. For that, we suspect that it's going to be tummy. And the other halacha, what's the case of that from the last time she checked will diminish from the last 24 hours? If let's say the first hour of the day she checks herself, and she finds that she's tar, and then the second hour of the day and the third hour of the day she sits and she doesn't check herself, and then the fourth hour of the day she checks herself and she finds that she's tummy. We don't say, okay, that whatever she touched in the last 24 hours is going to be tamei. Rather than the last time that she checked, which was a few hours ago. Says Gemara, Pshita, obviously this halacha is keeping the bat ka'atzma b'shari shayinim o matzis tahira. Obviously, if she checked herself in the morning and she finds that she's tar, of course she's not going to be tamei from the last 24 hours. What was the necessity of saying that halacha? Says the Gemara, you're right. It's I did the ton me'es li'es me'etzis al-yad me'pkid l'pkid. It's only because we said the flip side, because we're saying either one will diminish the other. You're right, one of them is a chiddush, the other one's a nut. But once we're saying that the last 24 hours will diminish from the last time that she checked, which that was important for the Chacham to say, which is don't say the way Hill says that maybe, oh, maybe last time you checked, right after you checked, is when she had dam, which was on Sunday. On that, they're saying, no, in the last 24 hours, we're suspecting. So, you're right, although there's no chiddush in that, but then they said the other side, which is either one is going to be the smallest one, that also the last time that she checked will diminish from the last 24 hours. Now, Amar Rabbi says, "My tamayid rabban." What's the reason of this opinion of the rabban that we're quoting? What is this measurement of me'es le'es of the last 24 hours? In other words, we could understand the opinion of Shammai, who says, okay, you as you find it, this is when we're suspecting. We could understand Hill, who says from the last time that you checked, because that makes sense, why we're suspecting up until the last time that you checked, because maybe the moment she took her hand away from checking is when the dam actually came. But the 24 hours, where do we get such a measurement from to suspect specifically 24 hours? So, and that says, Rabba, Isher Margeshes Ba'atzma, is because a woman senses in her body. And if it would have been that on Sunday, when she finished checking, is when she would have had a Re'i of Dam, she would have sensed it, and therefore would not have to suspect from Pekid L'Pekidah. But that I'm not biased, but Imkain, if that's the case, that a woman senses, so Tehei Dayashaita, then it should be like Shammai. That it should be enough the moment that she actually sees it, and therefore, why should she be even Tamei in the last Me'es Leis, in the last 24 hours? Says Gemara, you're right. Rabba, this that he had said, this answer was lechadudi labayhu debay. He was just coming to sharpen abayit to see if he was going to realize the flaw in that reasoning. And you're right, that's obviously not the interpretation. So says Gemara, lemay tamed rabban. So therefore, what is the reasoning of the rabban? So says the Gemara, ki had amar b'yehuda mishmol. It's like this teaching in Reb Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Chacham tiknu lehem lebnais Yisrael, the sages instituted for the Jewish women, she baitkis atzman shachas v'arvas, that they should check themselves in the morning and in the evening, which is actually a mission later on, daf yadav medav, that sometimes they have to, in the case of when they're dealing with taharis, which is the halachas that we're dealing with over here in Nida, we're dealing right now in the laws of, as we said, Nida applies to both relations to the husband and those regarding to the laws of Tyrus, which is what we're discussing. So a woman who's dealing with Tyrus has to check herself in the morning and the evening. Why? So this is what Rav Yehuda Mishmuel comes to explain. Shachris, when she checks herself in the morning, is lahakshar Tyrus shalayla, is to validate the Tyrus that she had handled the previous night, which removes it now from the doubt of Tumah, which if she finds in the morning that she's tar, we know that she hadn't seen in the previous night. Now, therefore, if she, let's say, comes this next evening and she turns out that she's tummy, so okay, so from the last time she checked, which is the morning, that will be in doubt, but we know that the night before, and that's the point of checking the morning, that's not in that doubt. We know that's for sure tar. And so to va'arvis, when she checks in the evening, is la'achshar taras shaliyam, is to validate the iris that she dealt with in the previous daytime. Now, it says the Gemara, but here this woman, who she checked herself right now, and she finds herself tummy. But again, since Sunday, today's Wednesday, since Sunday she didn't check herself. So since she didn't check herself, so she loses a period, which is all the taras that she had dealt with in this last aina, she's going to lose out. Which the Gemara right away asks on, my aina. What generally a period means to say either a daytime or a nighttime, and the thing is, but it's actually two periods that she should be losing, which is the day and the night, meaning the last 24 hours, which is a day and night. For example, if let's say she finds in the evening that she's tummy, so she shall lose the previous day and the night before. So says the Gemara, you're right, that's what we meant, only Yisera. Another period is what she's losing, and the extra one is because of a penalty. Meaning to say, because this that she's losing out, the taharis of the previous night, is because of a penalty. But the taharis of the daytime, which just passed, that's not a penalty, because even if she would check herself in the morning and she would find that she's tar, and the evening she would check and she'd find that she'd be tummy, she would lose the taharis of the daytime. Because that's what we said, that the last time you check, yeah, it diminishes the last 24 hours, but the last time, up until the last time you checked would be tummy. This that was saying that not only is the daytime, but also going not just 12 hours, let's say, but 24 hours, another time period beforehand, that's a penalty because here she didn't do the checking morning and the evening. She didn't check since Sunday. So because of that, would give an added penalty, and therefore that makes it into this period of Me'es L'Esa, 24 hours. But on that, as the Gemara, on the Republic of Rava, he says, but if that's the reason why we got 24 hours, because you would always lose one period when you check, because that's how it is, you check morning and evening. So if you find when the next time you check that there's tummy, so you have to suspect you have to lose one period. Oh, you didn't check in a few days, oh, you lose another period. That's where you get 24 hours. But says Republic of Rava, but vazimnin mishkachas la gimel oynes b'meis l'eis, but if you're giving a me'es l'eis, then the thing is, but your whole purpose, you said, was for two periods, you might actually have a loss of three periods. For example, let's say she didn't check for a few days, and then she checks in the afternoon. Well, then you're saying, okay, the tumah is going to be the last 24 hours. That's three periods, because you have today, then you have the period before, which is not today, because this is right now, but that's rather last night, and then you have the previous day before, going all the way backwards up until the afternoon. So you're saying the reason is for penalizing one period, here you're penalizing two periods. So how does that make sense by saying that it's a 24-hour period, if you really only want to penalize two periods? Says the Gemara, no, hishvi chacham midisein. The chacham equated their attributes, their definition of their penalties. Shlei tachlik meis leis. We don't differentiate in this halacha of the last 24 hours. They kept this absolute the definition of retroactivity, that even if it's going to be a situation where it's going to be three periods, like we said, for example, if she checked herself in the afternoon and she didn't check herself in the morning and the evening, we don't want to go ahead and diminish and reduce the time which has been set. Rather, they made a definitive amount of time, so that what's called shalei nisata derecha lishirin. We don't want to say, oh, you it's this amount, you it's this amount. No, we know it's 24 hour period, and that's what it is. But you're right, it was designed to be an extra aina, but a certain time it could be for three ainas. Or if you want, you could actually say the reason why in this situation that she's going to be retroactively tummy all the way to the last afternoon, even though we said it's going to be three periods, is shaloi hei chayte nisker, is that a sinner shouldn't gain. Meaning, because if you're going to say that, okay, you're right, we can't penalize three periods, but rather we're going to only do one more period, it's actually going to come out that this sinner, this woman, is going to be gaining. Why? Because had she not checked for many days, like we said, but had she checked herself this morning, then we would have penalized her, like we said, a whole 24-hour period. Now, because she delayed and didn't check in the morning, she checked only in the afternoon, and she added, so to speak, in her sinning of not checking. So she's only lose the nighttime and a half of a day, which is where she is now, a half a day and the previous night, that we don't do, and therefore it's going to go all the way to the previous afternoon, for that reason, simply that a sinner shouldn't be gaining. Says Gemara, my Benai, what's the difference between these two different interpretations of why it's going to go back to the previous afternoon? Says Gemara, Ikka Benai, the difference between them would be the Isnisa. If something beyond her control happened that she couldn't check in the morning, V'loy Batka, and therefore she didn't check. So according to the interpretation that we don't want a sinner gaining, so there's no sinner over here, she really wanted to check in the morning. So therefore then, yeah, right, we would only penalize, like had she checked in the morning, going back to, into another Ein and not another two Einas. But for this, that we say that the interpretation of Loi Tachlik, so we would still say, we don't want to differentiate, and it would still be to the previous 24-hour period, all the way to the previous afternoon. Now the Mishnah said that, although we had a machlekes in the Mishnah, what's the halacha regarding when the woman has a re'i of dam? Do we say dain shaitan? Do we say from the last pekida? Do we say last 24 hours or last pekida? Which were the three different opinions. But the Mishnah is kalisha yishish levesis v'chul. If a woman has a set period, then the halacha is going to be dain shaitan. Then everyone's going to be in agreement, the way the Mishnah says it, that it's going to be a set time. When it's found, that's when we're suspecting that it's said. We don't suspect it was said before. Says the Gemara, regarding that halacha, le masnit rabdeisa hi b'lay rabban. Let's say our Mishnah is rabdeisa, not the rabbanan, because the time we learn the b'raisa. Rabbi Yezoim, he says, arba noshim dain shaitan. Says four women, it's sufficient the time that you find it to suspect that it's here, and not that it was here earlier. The reason for that is because these women all have a state of being removed from having dam. And it's not so common for them to have dam, and therefore we don't have to suspect that it was there earlier. What are the four women? Bisula, which actually doesn't mean necessarily a young girl, it means a young girl in the context of blood, which means that she had never yet seen dam neither in her days. So even if she's married, we're still considering her a besula, which generally is considered a virgin or unmarried woman, but that's not what it means over here, as the Mishnah explains later on, which all this is a Mishnah later on, the Fidalf. Or Muberes, a pregnant woman, who generally does not have a period, Manika, a nursing woman, Zikena, or an elderly woman. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Daisam, he says, Kol isha shesh lo vesis, dayishait, anyone who has a set period, so for her we say that it's enough time that she sees it, which that means to say that the Rabbanon, we're saying this is Reb Daisa, that Rabbanan, that they disagree with him. So obviously our Mishnah is saying that if this Ves is Daishait, it's Reb Daisa and not Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, fill Tim Rabbanan, we could even say that Allah have a Mishnah like Rabbanan. Because Ad can let plague Rabbanan led Reb Daisa, where do we find Rabbanan disagreeing with Reb Daisa? That, oh, he's saying that Ves Kavua Daishait, and they're saying not. That's Elishaloi Bishaz Vesta. That's only if she actually sees the blood, not during the time of when her regular period is. Which generally, let's say she sees every 28 days, she's seeing it on day 26, some other time, since she saw it not at that time, so therefore, yeah, you could suspect that maybe it was here another day before this. Because you can't say the logic of what's called Oyrich Bezmanei Ba. The whole concept of Bez Kavu is, the guest comes when he usually comes. Every time at 11 o'clock, he knocks on the door and he comes in. A person who has a Bez Kavu, you assume it comes when it usually does. That Rabbanan would agree. And therefore the Halacha of the Mishnah would be like Rabbanan. They disagree on Reb Daisa only if, but it was this woman who usually has a set time, well, actually saw it not during the set time. Oh, not during the set time, so therefore, yeah, there they're going to say, it's not Dayan Shaitan, you have to suspect it was here before. But if it was actually the woman who has a set time and it actually came during the set time, then they agree. And therefore, Masnit, Mishas Vesta. But our Mishnah that says Dayin Shaitan is Tumah, when she actually saw it during the time when it normally comes, then the Rabban would agree to Reb Daisa. But then the Gemara asks, Mechlad Reb Daisa. So the inference is that Reb Daisa's opinion is Afilah Shaloi Bishas Vesta Amar. That he was saying Dayin Shaitan, it's enough, the woman who usually has a set time, that we don't suspect it any time before, even if she sees it not during the time when she usually sees it. You're still not going to suspect that it came earlier. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Man Tan L'Had Tan Rabbanan, then who's the Tan of the following Braisa? The Braisa says, Isha Shiesh Lavesas, a woman who has a set time that she usually sees her Dam Nida, Kisma Tami L'Mafreya. Her stained garments are going to be tummy retroactively until the previous time that you know that you had laundered, and therefore then you knew for sure that it was not tummy. But up until that point, you have to suspect that it was tummy. Now, why is that? Although we say that regarding a woman who has a set time that she usually has a re'ia, that we say dayishait, it's enough when you're seeing it, still says the Braisa, but her stained garments are going to be tummy retroactively. Why? Because you do find a precedent regarding a re'iyah that there is going to be retroactive tumah. How so? She'im tirish shaloi b'shas vesta. Because even the woman who has a set time, if she does have a re'iyah inside, not on the garment, not during the time when she usually has her period, mitame esliyeh, it is going to be tame retroactively the previous 24 hours. So you see, even this woman who has a vest kavua, that there are situations that we're going to say that we have to suspect for a previous suspicion that there was dam. So therefore, when you find it's the stain on her garment, it also could be, and therefore we're also going to say a suspicion for the previous time that it was checked. But says the Gemara, name Rabbani, shall we say that this brisa is going like the Rabbani, who they say that, yeah, as we see, the logic of this brisa is contingent on that if it's not at the time of when she usually sees it, that then we're going to be mitamet l'mafreya, and therefore obviously below Reb Deisa, because we just extrapolated Reb Deisa holds even if she sees shaloi b'shas vesta, it's not going to be mitamet l'mafreya. And here we see that the logic of the brisa is contingent on, oh, if it's shaloi b'shas vesta, it is mitamet l'mafreya. Says he might not felt him Reb Deisa. We could say that the time of the brisa is Reb Deisa. Because Adkan lepol Reb Deisa lai Rabbanan. Where do we find Reb Deisa disagreeing with Rabbanan? And he says that no, it's going to be dayan shaitan. Actually, it's Ela B'Shas Vesta. We're changing from what we said in the Havamina. Now, it's actually only at the time when she sees it, when she usually sees it. So that's when he says Dayan Shaitan. Avashalei B'Shas Vesta Maidlu. But you're right, if she's seeing it not during the time when she usually sees it, so he agrees that you have to suspect that maybe it was here in the last 24 hours. And therefore, he could say that the law of Kesem is contingent on that. And therefore, we have to say, Masnit B'Shas Vesta Reb Deisi. Then we have to say, the Aloch of our Mishnah that says is Dayan Shaitan is actually only Reb Deisi. And therefore, and it's talking about the time when she usually sees it. And then you say Dayan Shait, but you're right, Rabban would hold even at the time of the when it's normally seen, they suspect in the last 24 hours. And it's a continuing time of Heim and Alf, or Brysa, the Riyakob. But the Brysa could be like everyone, could even be like Reb Deisa, because it's talking about when she sees Shalei B'Shas Vesta, and even Reb Deisa agrees that it's going to be the time of the Mafreya, Me'is Liyes. But says the Gemara, Valei Me'ipcha, why don't you say the exact opposite, like we had previously tried to explain? Why are we retracting? What you could say that, to the contrary, the Mishnah is like everyone, and the Brisa is like Rabbanan. Why are we saying that, no, the Brisa is like everyone, and the Mishnah is like Reb Deisa? So the Gemara, because Kivin De'ekalu Ukmi L'kul L'chomer, since you could establish these two different explanations, either leniently or stringently. In other words, originally we had explained it as a leniency. We said that if she sees during the time of her vest, everyone agrees, a leniency, it's going to be Dayan Shaitan. You only have to suspect as it is right now. Now, but Shalei B'Shas Vest, if she sees it not during the time of a normal period, oh, that's when they have a Machlekes. But now we're saying that, no, the Machlekes is B'Shas Vest. And there are those who are stringent, like Drabbanan, and they say, even then, it's going to be Mitame L'Mafrei in the last 24 hours. And not during the time of a vest, everyone holds stringently that it's going to be Mitame L'Mafrei. So since you could explain it either as leniency, as we had previously said, or as we're saying right now, as a stringency, l'chumer mekminin, we explain it as a stringency because since we don't know, and we're dealing with biblical law, so we're going to go as a stringency, and therefore that's why we retracted and we said, no, you're right, the halacha, the Mishnah is a kribdaisa, and it's talking about b'shas vesta, and therefore it's dayan shaitan, but right, shle b'shas vesta, what like the Brisa is talking about, is going to be even according to kribdaisa, because he also agrees over there, that's going to be tamal mafreya me'is liyes.